most obvious now is drugs. And when that first cocaine was smuggled in on a ship, it may as well have been a deadly bacteria. So,
the Romeo Foxtrot, shall we dance?
In Amsterdam gaat het gerucht dat een invasie op VS grondgebied wordt voorbereid. Het doel van de invasie zou zijn de democratie in de VS te herstellen en een eind te maken aan de wereldwijde export van terreur door de VS.
Hi. George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Verzetsgroepen zouden de volksmassa's aan het mobiliseren zijn om de invasie te ondersteunen. Daartoe worden in verschillende Amsterdamse wijken comité's voor internationale redding opgericht.
Yeah, it's working. Hello, yeah? This is the Vrije Keizer from Amsterdam. I have somebody at the telephone from Copenhagen.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. There are some strange things happening in Copenhagen the last days.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little? It started last Thursday, a week ago.
Yeah. The thing is that the pigs have been evicting three houses here in Copenhagen, and the whole thing started on Thursday evening. There was a cafe in one of the squat houses,
yeah,
in Vesterbro in Copenhagen.
How it called?
What?
How it called?
Vesterbro.
Yeah.
The house is called Black Horse. And in the night, I think about 3 o'clock, there was a few people standing outside and like pushing each other and having a little fight for fun or something, and then came one pig car, and some of the pigs jumped out and asked people to stand up against the wall and said like, hey, what's going on here? And then people of course didn't like this, so they threw a few bottles and stones and crashed the window in the pig car, and one of the pigs got a bottle on his head. And then I think about half an hour later there was 100 pigs in the area. They were not going directly to the house, but they arrested everybody who came out from the cafe. About 30 people was arrested that night.
30.
Yeah. And then the next day, at about 1:30, the pigs came with a big truck and a big container, and they drove up directly to the houses. And inside the container, they had about 50 pigs or something. And from that container, they could come into the first floor, crash the windows, go into the house, and just arrest everybody. And they came into the three houses at just about the same time. They started by Mekanisk Musikmuseum, and straight after they took Sorte Hest, and then they took Bauhaus. It's three houses that is really close together in that area.
The old three squad.
Yeah, three squad houses.
Yeah.
I think about 30 people was arrested, and a lot of them were still a bit drunk and just waking up from the night before, because a lot of people had been sleeping there because of the trouble in the night.
They give a reason why they come inside?
Yeah, they say they had to investigate the case from last night, because they claim that this pig who got a bottle on his head, they say he got a double head concussion. What is it called? A break in the skull.
Yeah.
But we know that it was nothing really. It's only from a bottle. And in the scanner, we heard in the night that, well, now he has been to the Seeking House, to the hospital. And it was just a wound, and now he was out of the hospital again, and things like that. But that's like the excuse they used to evict these three houses. And they did it really wildly. They arrested everybody, and they threw everything out of the houses. Clothes, papers, furniture was just thrown down on the street. And then they smashed up the houses totally, like windows, doors, stairs, toilets, everything. And that was pretty hairy.
Yeah. How many people are normally living in that in the houses?
About 60.
About 60?
Maybe more. 60, yeah. 70. And everybody who was there, also the guy who comes to sell us biological green things, he was also arrested. His car was taken. And everybody was held for 24 hours in the cell. Yeah.
How was the reaction of the people when they come in with so many police?
It was a total surprise, and I mean, people was just all sleeping or waking up, having breakfast, and nobody had the time to do anything. They just took them.
Yeah.
People with no clothes on, with no shoes, and
just sleeping and thinking, shit, what's happening here?
Yeah, they just took them and put everybody in the cafe, yeah, on the stomach to lay there. Two people was hiding on the top floor of the building. One was hiding in a box that was standing in the middle of the floor, and he was closing the lid of this box, and the pigs were like walking around this box and just checking if there was anybody, and he was in there for 8 hours or something. And another one was hiding somewhere else in the ceiling. It was totally crazy. They had to stay there for 6 hours or something, and just they could hear how the pigs were smashing up the house and taking everything out, confiscating everything. And of course now they claim that there was weapons and chemicals and all kinds of stuff in there, electronic gears to make radio bombs and I don't know what. They've been taking out a lot of things that they can use for things.
So it's more to criminalize the people who live in squats.
Sure, this is pure oppression. Yeah. I mean, as well, they never go close to the houses with their cars. They don't dare, they say. And they never stop in front of a house. And if they do stop, it's surely because they want to provocate, they want to make a confrontation, so they can use it for an excuse to evict the houses.
It was a good opportunity for them.
Yeah, they cannot also, I mean, they had the whole plan clear. They had the container with the pigs inside. They had a lot of big trucks to take everything away. And of course, it's planned already days ago.
Does it look a little that they were prepared of it?
Sure.
They only
sure
looked for a reason to come in.
Yeah, and they made it up themselves by provocating people.
Yeah. How was the reaction of the other people who living in the city after the first time the police come in? We still speaking about the Friday,
yeah? Yeah. There was some reaction because of purely the eviction, but more reaction because straight after the eviction, the pigs and the workers from the owner. The owner is a big money guy. He has a company that renovates houses and builds houses and tear down houses to make space for new houses, and he earns a lot of money on it. And he has workers of his own, and they were set in to destroy the houses so people could not live in them anymore. And Sorte Hest is a monument.
Yeah.
It's from 1600 something, and it's the oldest house in that part of town. And for destroying that, there's been a lot of reaction. People's really upset about it, and as well for this way that the pigs do it. There, of course, there's been lots of discussion in the media and reaction from all kinds of organizations and single persons and groups and things like that. There's another house in Copenhagen called Baldersgade. It's about to get legalized, and there's a kind of a fund that owns it, and there's some politicians involved in that fund, and they've been saying quite a lot and criticizing quite a lot about the pigs. But the most criticism of the pigs is because they destroy such an old house.
Yeah. I heard there was also a demonstration the same evening on Friday.
Oh, no, there was a street fight.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it was horrible just to stand there. The police closed off the whole area, and we could just stand outside and see them smash our houses. And if you screamed that they were idiots, you got arrested straight away. It was really frustrating.
Yeah.
And everybody who lived in there was arrested. Anyway, people met later in the evening and decided to make some kind of reaction to this bullshit. And then people went to Baldersgade, this house that's going to be legalized, and started by smashing up a bank, really effectively smashing up a bank. There was not a single piece hole after this. And then we made barricades in the street and burned them. And we waited for about half an hour or something until the pigs had got enough pigs in the area. And then they attacked us. And then for, I think, 3 or 4 hours, we had a big street fight outside that house.
3 or 4 hours?
Yeah. We used a lot of stones, of course, and Molotov cocktails. And they used a lot of gas. And then it was like kind of football match. We go a little bit in the front and they go a little bit back, then they attack a bit and we hit them back, and like this for 3-4 hours. But in the end they came from 3 sides, and we had to go inside the house and inside the yard and close the big gate.
With how many people you were there?
We started with about 100-150, but I think more had the time to come there before the peaks, so at a certain time I think there must have been about 200.
Yeah.
And then it's really lucky because at the moment Baldersgade has what is it called? A big thing around it, because it's being built on the outside. It's part of this legalization process. And yeah, you could stand outside on this thing. What the fuck is it called? Anne.
It doesn't matter.
Were
the people arrested that night, or?
Yeah. During the street fights, there were 2 people who was arrested, because we attacked and then we had to run back. And at the first instance, one person was too slow. He got caught. And the next thing was also by an attack. We were really close to the pigs then, so close so we could use the sticks and they could use the trunks.
Yeah.
And one woman was also taken there and really beaten up. And at the same time, while there was the street fight,
yeah,
at the big street there was some fresh people from Ungdomshuset. Because the same evening there was planned to be a punk festival in Ungdomshuset.
Yeah.
But people called it off because of what happened. And because that we wanted to make the street fight. So some fresh people went up and destroyed 1 pig car and 1 6-pack, you know, a little van with 6 pigs in it.
Yeah.
And earlier in the evening, people tried to get a lot of beer away from Ungdomshuset because there was a lot of beer that was bought for this punk festival. And usually, we're used to that the pigs, they make infa, a razzia in Ungdomshuset. They come in there and take everything, confiscate everything they can. So it would be a pity to lose all the beer. So people tried to get it away, but the van was stopped and the beer was taken anyway and the people was arrested. I think about 10 people or something was arrested during that evening.
10 people.
Yeah.
So about 60, 70 people were arrested that day.
Yeah, as well, there was a lot of people from Oslo and from Sweden because of this punk festival, and a lot of them were sent home. About 25 of them was arrested and sent home.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was already during the week.
Are there injuries?
What?
Are there injuries during the battle, the fight with the police?
Between us?
Yeah. Or maybe some cops?
No, not really. It wasn't that bad. No. A few people got smashed up, of course, like hit from the pigs, but it wasn't seriously. I think two pigs were hurt. We got two of them taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
But not that much.
Not that much.
No.
And then we come to Saturday. But
yeah.
Everybody have to rest.
What?
Everybody had to rest from 2 days of doing a lot.
No, we made a demo.
You made Saturday. A demo. Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I should say Friday evening, the Danish embassy in Oslo and in Sweden and in Hamburg was attacked.
Oh.
And in Oslo, it also happened on the Saturday and also on the Sunday. Three times.
So they know it very sure what happened.
Hmm?
So now they know very sure what happened
at
Copenhagen.
Yeah.
How was the demo on Saturday?
Well, we were about 100 people and it was quiet. Went up to the houses and had a meeting.
Yeah.
And then most people went away to have a meeting together. Every day after the eviction, we had a meeting together in the Ungdomshus. Everybody was interested. And it's been like lots of support. People have shown up and had lots of good initiatives and good energy. But now it's little by little going down in numbers of people.
Yeah. And
yeah, that was Saturday. Also, at the Saturday we could still go to the houses and people rescued what they could. And we realized how much the pigs have been taking from the houses. It's like 6 motorbikes and 2 big washing machines. All the radio gear, all the computer gear to make magazines and stuff, all kinds of money, papers, furniture, beers, all the beers, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
How was the feeling from the people coming back to their own house and find nothing left?
They found big heaps of troop in the yard, like clothes and bed things and everything just thrown out of the windows, and that was really, really shit.
Yeah.
Totally lost feeling. And really, really angry.
Yeah.
Totally frustrating.
I can imagine that. Mm.
But Saturday after the demo, we decided to build up the houses again. Because at that time, you could still, the pigs have left. They just left the houses there as ruins. And the Sunday was a really fantastic good day. Because we built up the houses in about 4-6 hours. A lot of people came. There was big activity. About 300 people have been passing through the houses during the day and just building up. It was a fantastic good atmosphere, and we were all having coffee and eating bread, and it was really, really good. The weather was nice. It was totally perfect. And in the end, we had like gas in all the houses, water in all the houses, electricity, plastic in front of the windows, and wood in front of the down windows, and we just needed some barricades and maybe we could have held it. But then at 7 o'clock the pigs came and smashed everybody away, and they threw tear gas all over the place, and they even arrested one baby. Like they took the baby from the mother and threw the mother on the ground and arrested the father as well. Totally crazy.
Yeah,
and all these actions when the pigs have been smashing the houses, and when they evicted the houses after we had been building up the houses again, It's totally illegal. It's totally their own initiative. The owner has never asked the pigs to evict the houses. But he has said that if the pigs decide to evict, I will not complain. Sure not. He wants the houses to make profit of.
But they look completely crazy. What is the reason for to arrest babies? And
I don't know.
No.
They got the baby back after half an hour. But it was quite a shock.
Yeah. A little bit sarcastic move of the police.
But it's, I mean, in the media, for the media, it was, that was lucky for us in some way, because we were the good ones of that day. We've been building up the houses, and the pigs have been smashing everybody and arresting a baby. So that's what we got out of that.
Yeah.
And then since Sunday evening, the pigs have been standing there, guarding the houses, day and night.
Day and night.
A lot of them in full riot gear. And Sunday night, they smashed up the houses even more.
Again.
I mean, like smashing big holes in the roof and smashing bits of the wall as they kick out the windows and holes in the floor and taking out all the stairs and destroying the water and everything.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And you say from they only can come in for and they look for material or for to evidence to prove something. And at the end, they put everybody out. They have juridic reasons for it? Can they do it?
I think the only background I have for this eviction is that the owner has agreed that every time the pigs want to, they have his permission to evict the houses.
And is that enough in Denmark to
obviously
come in?
Obviously. There's not enough resistance to stop them. There's not enough people protesting against it. And who the fuck should stop them?
I don't know. Maybe we all could.
And besides, now they've done it, you cannot change it. The houses are smashed to pieces and people are out. So, I mean, maybe there could be some kind of court case if you were lucky against the pigs, but it hasn't started yet.
Yeah. What's going to happen with all the people who live there?
Yeah, that was quite a problem. They've been hanging around in places nearby the houses. And Sunday evening, after the pigs have evicted the houses for the second time, people decided to open the cafe again in a big open space about 200 meters down the road from the houses. And this big space also belongs to the same owner. And there has been a few houses before, but they have been taken away now. And this initiative that's to start the cafe in this space has developed to some kind of living camp that was going on for Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. People put up a big tent and tried to stay there and sort of live there, and people were gathering there, and Tuesday there was a band playing there.
Yeah.
Monday the cafe was built. We just built a little shelter from a fence that we took down. There was a long fence all against the roads, and we just took it down and built this little new cafe from it. And started to sell a few beers and have coffee and stuff. And three times the pigs came and took people away from that space. And the third time people just said, well, it's enough. Let's go and have a meeting instead. And Tuesday, people were there again, and it was really a great day. We got the tent and this band played, and that was really nice. But then it's been raining since then, and it's just too cold to stay there.
Yeah. And on Friday, tomorrow, there is a big demonstration.
Friday there's a demo.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of support from the unions, some kind of unions, for example, and other organizations. And they want to support us by taking part in the demo and things like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we hope it's going to be fun as well. We're not, as usually, when we make a demo, we say we're not attacking certain goals under the demo. But if we are attacked, we're going to defend ourselves.
Yeah. What can people in Amsterdam do to support the people who's missed out of their house?
Smash the Danish consulate.
Smash the Danish consulate.
Smash everything.
I heard already they were attacking Danish companies in Amsterdam.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Ah, that's nice.
And I heard that bars in Amsterdam want to make the beer a little more expensive, that the money can come to you.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I mean, people have nothing. They only have the clothes they wear. All the things are gone now.
They lost everything.
As well as the cafe and everything.
Yeah. So that is a little bit what people maybe here can do. Look out for companies in the consulate. Okay, yeah. Are we missed something or?
A few details maybe.
Yeah, so what?
There's been a demo on Monday in Aarhus.
Yeah.
About 100 people, and people were throwing big bangers, you know. And two people was arrested for this. You know what it is?
No.
Bangers, it's a booms. What is it called? Kaboom.
Kaboom, yeah.
About this pig who said he had a break in his skull.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It seems to be really hard for the press to get evidence for it. There's a picture of him in some paper, and he has a tiny little plaster on his skull. And he says, "I hate the squatters," and like things like that. That he has a really bad pain in his head and things like that. But I mean, I don't think anybody believes he was wounded that badly.
So there is no proof.
No.
That why the reason why it started, that somebody
no.
had injured very hard, that it's at
no.
the end not so much.
There's no proof for anything.
There's no proof for it.
There's a lot of the pig station that has been attacked. One pig station was burned on the Friday evening. Totally burned down. And a few others later on as well. Two people have been arrested also for trying to, they say, walking near a police station with some gas in a bottle and something else. And they've been picked up for that. Two people are arrested. This is a bit important. Two people are arrested and put in isolation for the first instance for 13 days.
Yeah.
And they claim they were the ones who told people to smash this pig and this pig car on the Thursday evening. And five other people was held for three times 24 hours after the Thursday as well. Can I find more here? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and the Friday night after the street fight, as the fight has been going on for a few hours, there's some people from this fund that owns Baldersgade. They're coming up to the house and talking to us, and then they walk out again and talk a bit to the pigs, and they give us the message from the pigs that the pigs would like to know what we're saying and what we want to do, because we were all inside the house at that time, and we decided to say nothing to them. Just that we're going to stop this when we get the houses back. And then these three people, they're politicians, they walked out to the pigs again, and they came back with the answer that the pigs might go home if there was no more violence from out the house or something. And then after 1 hour, all the pigs left the area. Oh yeah, this is also pretty important. Yesterday, it seemed, that was Wednesday, it seemed in the papers that the owner of the houses might give back the houses to us. But there's nothing really in it, because today he says, yeah, well, let's tear them down. But I think it was more to clean his own hands.
Yeah. Does he have plans with the houses or not?
Yeah, sure, he wants to tear them down and build a big center of amusement and consumery or something.
Yeah.
And he has also been told to come and explain himself to the Ministry of City Planning or something.
Yeah.
And explain why his company has been destroying this old monument. And he claims, of course, well, it was the pigs that did it, and the pigs say that he did it. But anyway, the result is that the house is totally smashed up, big holes in the roof and everything.
Incredible. Still, yeah. Okay, we wish you very, very, very good luck, and very good luck tomorrow with the demonstration.
Mm.
And hopefully next week we hear how to continue the story further. And we hope that you can get back the houses.
I don't think there's any hope for it. It doesn't seem like that.
No.
All we can do is to find some new ones. Right.
But that is a surprise for them.
Okay.
Okay.